This is episode 3. It's a two-parter because it's really, really long. That's all there is to say about this. It's called The Great Torrential Rain Floods, The First Flood, Part 1. And, okay. One quick note before we get started. I know most of you wanted the pieces part 2 this week. Unfortunately, we're putting it on hold for this episode. The pieces part 2 will probably be episode 4 or maybe even episode 5 if we're lucky. Water flows, the secrets of time, buried under the water of lies. I would like to tell you a story of the late Earth, the one that would become the deadly death trap in the future. This story of Earth is in the year of 2107, and the setting is in the coast of Ore, known by now as the Oregon Coast. This is the story of the great torrential rain floods and Clean Rock, the island of soap. The month of March was an eventful one for the people that lived in the settlement of what is now called Cannon Beach. But that close to the present, it is still called Cannon Beach. The day of March 23rd was when it all began. The first rain floods came, and it was of no concern to everyone. The month of March always brought rain, especially to the Oregon coast. "It will clear up soon," everyone said. But everyone was wrong. The torrential rain floods continued. The sea level rose up and up, and soon it was licking at the feet of Clean Rock. The children always went down to the surf, no matter the weather, but this day, they were not allowed. "It is too dangerous," the adults said. The children were frustrated, but did as they were told. Soon the water had risen up to 2 feet on the feet of Clean Rock. The water still came. The children were soon very frustrated with the adults, and snuck out one night to go and dive off of Clean Rock. The water levels had risen another foot, and now 3 feet of water were lapping at the feet of Clean Rock. And the water was still coming. The children were jumping off, when in a sudden burst of surf, one of the children was swept out to sea. The other children ran and called, and they all called and yelled helpful instructions. It was of no use. Two other children, brave ones, tried to swim out and save them. Three were lost that night.
Yeah.
This has been Pod Nova X Episode 3, The Torrential Rain Floods, The First Flood Part 1, narrated by Ransom Duel. Special music was Hall of Fame by The Script. Find out more at thescriptmusic.com/home. Thank you for listening.
And now, a long period of silence, followed by noise. Amazing if you're still listening to this. Thank you if you are, you're truly a dedicated listener. For you, yes you, your achievements, I'm going to give you a first of a little mini-series that I will be speaking at the end of episodes of Pod Nova X. It originally was planned to be an actual episode, but I was thinking, no, I'm going to break it up. I'm going to make it for those people who are still listening to the very end. So, the journey begins. Nothing at first fades into obscurity. The universe was an old, old thing, old enough to be called by the old speak. The speak reserved for things, things that exist from the before times, the time when the speak of the old was once common, and even regular, so that it was odd not to see the old speak used for all things. And a ridicule would arise from an individual using something other than the old speak. That was a long, long time ago, when another thing was above,